Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Booneville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Booneville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI. N2OIQ.
WV2RUQ.
Okay, I got KC2WI, N2OIQ, and WV2RUQ. Are there any other check-ins?
This is
KA2YDC. Okay, we got KA2YDC. Okay, we'll start here at the top. KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Well, today was supposed to be the Lewis County legislators' ride between Boncars and Carthage and back, and I guess they didn't have enough real interest in the... So it got canceled. It might have anyway because of the rain and all that, although... you know, there's still pretty good snow just in my backyard here, and I'm sure up on the hill it's all right, and they had a lot more snow. It wasn't all rain. And talking to my dad, they didn't have rain up in the Adirondacks, the higher elevations. It was, you know, kind of wet snow, but it was, I guess, pretty much all snow. They had, I think they had a couple more inches today or overnight. So, I'm going to try to get back up there before it goes away. I got a computer just about apart right in the middle of my kitchen floor because I don't have any room anywhere else, and I'm replacing a motherboard, so I just decided this time, you know what, I'm just going to do it right on the floor. There's a rug that's a real tight pile, and you know what, if you drop a screw that way, you can't lose it because it only drops a few inches, and you don't wonder where the heck it bounced to. I do that quite a bit, and it actually works pretty good. You've got all kinds of space to lay out all the stuff you take apart. You really can't drop anything and lose it, and it works good. So I started that. Now I got to finish it tonight or I'll trip over it. That's for sure. I got to get it back together at least mechanically. When, you know, usually once I start, I'm going to just at least get it completely together and see if it actually works. So that's the scoop here. Not too much else is new, I guess. I had, what the heck, email? I got some email. Something to do with field day, or maybe it was a friend of mine. You know what? It's not that far away. End of May, but you know what? It's not that far away. So be here before you know it. Looking forward to that again this year. KC2WI.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking in there, Pete. And we had a little wet snow here tonight. Dropped about maybe a half inch here in Booneville, maybe. It was wet, so it was hard to really tell. But it was for a little while there. It was coming down pretty good. Seems to have calmed down now. All right, we'll catch up with you later. N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff and Pete and everyone else on the net this evening. Yeah, ain't too much going on. It's kind of quiet evening here. I was outside here a few minutes ago, though. The sky's cleared up and there's a lot of stars out there tonight. Yeah, so maybe they're getting no precept tonight anyway. The clouds could always come back in, but... We got, 33 degrees at the present time. And I just puttered around here today. Moved to my fire department stuff. And we get a meeting Monday night, so I might get things all tidied up for that. And that's about it. And then tomorrow we'll put the rest of our posters out for the fire department for our dance coming up. And I'll... fundraiser and what else? Oh, and our pancake breakfast for the month of March. So anyways, that'll be a good job to get done. My wife did quite a bit of it. I just got to finish it up. So anyway, get back to you, Jeff. Have a good night and talk to you later. And hi there to John. So and to YQ Clear.
Okay, Dad. Thanks for checking. Sounds like you got a lot to do there. So, all right, we'll catch up with you later. WB2RUQ, John, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ, here in the valley, found by Henry Hudson. 40 degrees, nice day. It was overcast a bit, and then sun. Gloria and I went to Kingston and grabbed a meal up there after appointment, and working on a bunch of stuff for my professional society. And before I forget, I'll say a quick hi to my buddy Dan. That's about it. There's nothing else to talk about. You and I talked earlier on Mom, and hopefully takes it easy and things go well there. All right, Jeff, I'm going to throw it back to you, WB2RUQ.
Okay, yeah, she seems to be settling in there for the night, so it'll be pretty good. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. K2IDC, Charlie, good evening. What's going on up there in the metropolis of fine?
K2IDC, well, hello, Jeff. What's going on in the metropolis of fine? Well, there's not much going on because you can stand right in the middle of town and look at one end of it and look the other way and see the other end, and you're standing between the two side streets, so if you're standing right in the middle of town, you can tell what's going on, which is nothing. But thank God I'm probably 2 miles from the village, so there we go. And there's less going on up here, so I don't know what I was trying to do with that, but not much going on. Just getting ready to eat supper there. It's kind of a late supper tonight. And I didn't want to pass up checking the net there. So, always a pleasure. And everybody have a good night. This is KA2YADC. Back to NAP.
Okay, Charlie, I know what you mean. You stand in the center of town, you can see every house that's in the that's in town. Okay, take it easy and enjoy your dinner. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-in. Okay, well, as for myself today, we mostly did some work there, and then we helped out grandparents there. They had a little stumble there in the house, but nothing too serious, and everybody seems to be back into the swing of things, and then try to get a little more work done. Watched a little bit of that preseason baseball that I recorded earlier, and that's kind of nice to, you know, it kind of makes me think that spring is almost here when I see them out there, you know, playing some baseball. So, all right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? WX2PJR. WX2PJR, Paul, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, a little late tonight. I had to go get milk and some soda and the store here a few minutes ago. Just got back here and thought you were done, and I heard you ask for what you just asked for. So here I am. Anyways, 32 degrees and, not too bad out there really. Still not really freezing yet, but cloudy, looks gloomy. Not doing anything precip-wise. Other than that, not a bad day. Had the day off today and just kind of played a little radio, and that's about it. So, pass it back to you. WX2PJR.
Okay, Paul. Yeah, looks like they're going to be a little bit of weather here over the weekend, too, they're saying now. Doesn't look to be much, maybe some flurries, but originally they were saying it was supposed to be sunny all weekend, so I guess they've changed their mind, but at least they've upped the temperature. It was also supposed to be really cold this weekend. Now I see it's up there in the 30s again, so that's not too bad. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Net Control, please check in Kilo Tango 4, Romeo Sierra, Quebec, Stephen, Bristol, Tennessee.
KT4 RSQ, Stephen in, I think you said, Bristol, Tennessee. Good evening. This is KD2 AIT. I'm the net control up here in the Black River Valley Service Net up here in Blueville, New York. What's going on tonight?
And not too much of anything. Finished up a 16-hour shift. Sitting here on the bed feeding oatmeal to a 10-month-old. Trying to get him to bed. I'd say it's not quite as cold here as it is in New York right about now, I'd say. Back to you.
Roger, I imagine it isn't. Well, yeah, it's actually kind of warm up here for what we've been experiencing. It's been for a while there. It was down there in zero and below zero or just above zero, and now we've been up here in the 30s and 40s, which seems to be almost like spring here. But I'm glad that you checked in there, and it sounds like you're just winding down in the evening after a long day's work. Well, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. Feel free to come back. Okay, this is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for some more check-ins, comments, or queries. Okay, I guess that's it for tonight. So I'm now going to close the Black River Valley Service Net and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Pete, Dan, John, Charlie, Paul, and Steve for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2 AIT. Clear.
United County Traffic and Emergency Net, being out there on the 145-17. Are there any stations with or without traffic? This is KB2KOJA for Octon. This is KB2KOJA for Octon. Any stations with or without traffic? This is KB2KOJA for Octon. Any stations with or without traffic?
KC2WI, no traffic.
Okay, very good. I was about to get up here. I didn't think I was going to get anyone. KC2WI, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octon? Says KB2KOJ for Octon. KC2WI, I think everyone's falling asleep, so... Thanks for checking in at 7-3, and we'll catch you hopefully tomorrow night. KB2KOJ, clear. I don't know if I signed earlier, but 7-3 to everybody here. KC2WI, KB2KOJ, clear.